Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. Longtime Fairbanks community leader Jerry Norum has died. A city press release says Norum, who resigned from the city council last summer at the age of 84, died Sunday of an aneurysm. Norum worked as a teacher and administrator at local schools and served on both the Fairbanks Borough Assembly and City Council. City Mayor Jim Matherly grew up in the same neighborhood as the Norum family and later worked with Jerry.
I watched him as a leader, and then I was blessed to also serve with him on the City Council. Learned a lot from him, had a lot of nice one-on-one conversations with him too. And he was just a really civic-minded, hard-working, loving family man and really, really loved Fairbanks.
Norum led or was involved in numerous local projects, including an effort that brought Fairbanks the Big Dipper Ice Arena. He was also an outdoorsman, and he volunteered to help with many sports-related activities, such as promoting youth football and the Arctic Winter Games. No information on a funeral or memorial services was available on Monday. The Alaska Mining Hall of Fame is looking for a new home. Tom Bunsen, president of the nonprofit organization that honors Alaska's mining pioneers, said the building at 825 First Avenue has been sold. The building has housed the museum's collection since July 2013. The museum must vacate the premises by April 30th. The museum hosted a popular Wednesday night lecture series, but all activities this summer will be suspended until a new home is found. The Alaska Mining Hall of Fame has inducted more than 100 pioneers into the museum since it was formed in 1997. Recent exploration around the Pogo Mine near Delta Junction has shown promising evidence of more rich deposits of gold nearby. A Pogo geologist told a group of miners and industry officials on Friday that more exploration will be needed before the company decides whether to expand the operation. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Pogo Exploration Superintendent Gabe Graff's PowerPoint was a largely technical talk, like most given during last week's Alaska Miners Association biennial conference. But in the course of the presentation, he offered a comment or two about some drilling done last year in the Good Pasture prospect that even a layman could understand.
So we just turned the rig, drilled a shallower hole coming across. In this hole, we hit 17.5 feet of 1.739 ounce per ton. Very good. Very excited about that.
That means the sample taken from that drill hole suggests more than 1.7 ounces of gold could be refined from a ton of ore extracted from that area. That's a very rich concentration that, if proven with subsequent exploration, would be well above the amount needed to make a very good profit for mine owner Sumitomo Metal Mining Pogo.
We're really excited about the Good Pasture right now.
In an interview after his talk, Graff was cautiously optimistic about the results of last year's drilling around the Good Pasture prospect, but he reiterated the need for more drilling around the area before company officials would even consider developing the resource.
We don't have a lot of information yet. We only have a few drill holes in these areas, but based on the few drill holes we do have, very encouraging results.
Pogo General Manager Chris Kennedy also is upbeat, cautiously so, about both the Good Pasture prospect and another called the Fun Zone that's located nearer to the mine.
The early information that we're getting back from exploration between last year and, of course, some information this year shows that there's a lot of potential north of the property. The Fun Zone shows a lot of potential. West Good Pasture shows a huge amount of potential.
The Good Pasture prospect is located west of the river of the same name, about 2 miles west of the property around the mill, all of which is located about 35 miles northeast of Delta. Kennedy says Sumitomo Pogo plans to spend $21 million on exploration this year to learn more about those and other prospects closer to the mine. He says developing more of the area's gold potential could mean the mine will continue operating and providing jobs.
It's exciting for us, because the potential means we continue to expand our mine life out there, and we continue to keep 320 employees. We continue to keep 100-plus contractors employed, and we continue to be able to contribute to the community like we have been doing in the past 10, 12 years.
Kennedy was referring to the annual donation Pogo Sumitomo gives to the city of Delta and other area causes. The company gave Delta $150,000 last year and another $150,000 to an organization that provides services to the greater Deltana area. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
The Fairbanks Ice Dogs finished the regular season with a shootout win Saturday night at the Big Dipper Ice Arena. Following three straight losses to the Kenai River Brown Bears, the Dogs' biggest rival in the Midwest Division of the North American Hockey League, Fairbanks was relieved to establish some sort of momentum before the divisional round of playoffs began April 13th back at the Big Dipper. Saturday's finale had the feel of a playoff battle. There were lead changes and momentum shifts, overtime hockey, and quite a bit of bad blood. In the end, the Ice Dogs pulled out a win after Luke Mobley and Jake Johnston beat Kenai River goaltender Kevin Lake for the only two goals during the shootout. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kyc.org. I'm Sam Friedman.